Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the All Day SJ Show. I'm your host, Steven Johnson, and joining me today is a very special guest. I've wanted to talk with her for a while now, but she's so busy on her beat with the Chicago Sun-Times. She's a digital content producer in the sports department. She's also a Loyola Chicago graduate, so we're going to get into that Cinderella story in the show real soon. Her name is Madeline Kenny. Maddie, what is going on?
Nothing much. Just got done with the Cubs game.
See, she's calling in live, you guys. This is a first for the All Day SJ Show. She's calling me on location. I really do appreciate that. And I'm looking forward to speaking with you, Maddie.
Yeah, looking forward to talk with you, too.
Right. And I mentioned at the top of the show, you're a proud Loyola graduate. So, briefly, like, talk about how exciting that was to be that close to their Final Four run, not only as a fan, but being able to cover the team.
Yeah, I mean, I just go back to my freshman year. They went 4-14 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Now, that was their first year in the MVC. They were taking over Creighton's spot. So, obviously, we knew that this was going to happen, that they weren't going to be that good in the first year. And then they went on to win the CBI tournament in Dante Ingram and Ben Richardson's freshman year, my sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a slump year, my junior year, and even senior year. You know, they started regular speaker, non-conference play really well, and they were really strong. So I think it's the Missouri Valley, people were like, wow, this could be a contender top three team. And it just, they kind of fell apart in the Valley. And so when they extended Porter Moser's contract at the end of that season, in 2017, I was kind of thinking, this isn't the right move here. You don't want to sign somebody that has, like, to an extended contract. I believe it was through 2021, 2022. And I was like, what are they thinking here? Like, he hasn't proven himself as a coach, or it appears he had not have. Now, I did see what the vision was, because it seems like they were giving him so much time to prove himself, and it was almost to the point where you were like, you're giving him too much time. It's time to move on with the program. Clearly, I was wrong, because, of course, this year they just ended up being a powerhouse, taking you all the way to the Final Four. If you had told me that was going to happen at the beginning of the season, I would have put probably $1 million against that. And I'm not even exaggerating. That the fact that they made it to the NCAA tournament, that was something that, you know, it was cool. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. I didn't have a thing past the G16. And the way that the South region kind of fell apart really paved the way for them to do that. You have to thank Kansas State for beating Kentucky, because I'm not sure if Loyola had to play Kentucky in the Elite Eight, if they were be able to, you know, accomplish that feat, especially after playing a very talented Nevada team.
Right.
So, you know, the bracket, everyone says, you know, Loyola got lucky. Sure, that's part of it, but it's also just, you know, teams play their best basketball in March Madness. Those are the teams that are going to be successful. And that's what Loyola did. They played, you know, as competitive. It was so much fun to watch, you know, both as a fan and just a person that loves college basketball. They were just such a fun team to watch, the way they play with such unity and such chemistry. It was like the way, especially two players, Clayton Custer and Ben Richardson, those two just kind of feed off of each other with their energy. So to be able to see that, you know, this was a really great team, and I'm so happy that they had this success, and I'm, you know, really excited to see what Steve Watson does in the new contract negotiations.
Great stuff right there, Maddie. Yeah, as an outsider looking in, meaning a fan, I can tell you that the city of Chicago was all the way behind them. It was an awesome story. And the fact that it was in-house, and what I mean in-house, it wasn't like U of I, it wasn't Northwestern. This was truly a team that was in the city. And it captured the hearts of everybody. Like, I feel like Loyola came around at a great time. Because, you know, the Cubs, they last won in 2016, but they got eliminated in LCS last season. The Blackhawks missed out on the postseason. The Bulls are rebuilding. The Bears are rebuilding. The White Sox are rebuilding. So they really don't have a lot to look forward to until October of this year when the Cubs are back in the playoffs, obviously. But Loyola kind of took that place of, you know, the Bulls and the Blackhawks when they're usually in the postseason, so it gave something for the fans of Chicago to really get behind and talk about a run, like from the how should I say this? It was very unlikely, like you said, that they made this run. A lot of things had to fall their way in terms of scheduling, but hey, that's not for them to blame. You got to play the people who are in front of you, and they did a good job of beating the teams that were in front of them. And that the other story that came out of their magical Cinderella run, Sister Jean became just a national darling.
Celebrity, get it right.
International darling, I apologize, Sister Jean. Everybody was able to like kind of put themselves in her position of being a fan and just watching this team and living vicariously through them. And it just, you know, being a graduate from there and also being someone who covered the team, could you touch on a little bit just how impactful you think that run was, not only for the city, but like you said, nationally and internationally?
You know, I think sports is such a great outlet for people, and especially in a time when you have everything that's going on politically. Like, this country has never been so divided, I think.
Right.
Never, at least within the last few decades, it has not been this divided. So to be able to have a team like that, kind of be able to have everyone rally around and just full-on support, and you said it was Sister Jean, you know, she's just a beaming light. She's a 98-year-old basketball-loving nun. How many of those are out there? Like, she has her face on socks, on t-shirts. She has her own bobblehead. Like, I don't have a bobblehead.
Right. Not yet, anyway.
Not yet. That's true. but I know Sister Jean personally. I've known her for the past 5 years now. And she just, everything you saw in the interviews, those press conferences and everything, that is Sister Jean. That is who she is. She doesn't put on a show. She is one of the most genuine people I have ever met. And she kind of has her little sassy moments, her one-liner that she'll, you know, when she corrects a reporter, international celebrity.
Right.
She does that.
Mm-hmm.
But she also does it very lightheartedly. And the passion she has for Loyola basketball, just the school in general, you know, she's definitely everyone's best friend and everyone's grandma. Like, everyone wants to be friends with Sister Jean. Everyone has a story about Sister Jean, especially if they went to Loyola, you know? And so, to be able to see, you know, the recognition she got during the March Madness run, it was just great. And I know people were like, put the attention on the players, not on Sister Jean. But the players loved it just as much, you know? And I think it kind of took the pressure off the players a little bit that the focus was such on Sister Jean, because that made it feel like people were pounding on their shoulders, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There was nobody that was like, you know, putting pressure on Ben Richardson to step up, or Dante Ingram, and is Dante Ingram going to go into the NBA draft and all that? Which he might, because he signed a new deal with an agent. But there was none of this like pressure on the players, per se, from a media standpoint, at least, because everyone was focused on Sister Jean, and I think that's great. It was honestly a great strategy.
Absolutely. Great stuff, Maddie. And, you know, my favorite fact about the Sister Jean phenomenon was Charles Barkley, one of my favorite analysts. He wanted to ask her out on a date, and Sister Jean goes, "Oh, I'll go out with you if I don't have to watch you play basketball." And I just thought that was hilarious. Chuck loved it. The rest of the crew loved it. And again, that's what it's all about. Sports has that power to make a phenomenal person. After what you just told me and Sister Jean, sports had that ability to bring it to the forefront, and everyone was able to share Sister Jean. A lot of people were able to experience what you just told me about how you've known her for 5 years, and you experienced that yourself. So we were all able to kind of get a glimpse into that. I know your time is real limited, so I wanted to thank you, Maddie, for calling in to the All Day SJ show and discovering that I got my first live call, which was very awesome. It taught me how to manage my time. Just real quick, before I let you go, I just wanted to give you the floor, you know, to tell my listeners, tell myself what to expect coming from you soon. I know you got a lot of projects out there at the Chicago Sun-Times, so the floor is yours to, like, tell us what to look out for and what we should expect from Mad Kenny in the future.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of White Sox and Cubs coverage this summer, especially Friday day games. And with the NBA draft in Chicago, I'll be doing a lot with the Bulls and pre-draft stuff. So make sure you look out for those stories. And you can follow me on Twitter, shameless plug here, at Matt Kenny. That's K-E-N-N-Y. and a DUI.
All right, that's awesome stuff right there, Maddie. Again, follow her on Twitter, not a shameless plug, at MadKenney, MadKenney. And Maddie, again, thank you for joining the show. I really appreciate it. It was good to talk to you again. I've admired your work from afar. You're doing a great job for the Sun-Times. They really got a good one. Just keep up the great work, and if you ever need anything, you got the number, so let me know.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and I hope to be back soon on your show.
All right. Thanks, Maddie. I appreciate that.